Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Dios te bendiga, puede ser sentado.
In Matthew chapter 4,
en Mateo capítulo 4,
we see a picture,
miramos un retrato,
of Satan's number one attack against us.
Del ataque de Satanás contra Jesús.
In fact, it's the only thing he can use.
Que es lo único que puede hacer.
It's a story of two testaments.
La historia de dos testimonios.
It's he reveals a part of his nature. That's what the Word of God is. Shows us the answers.
Nos enseña la respuesta.
And so we see as Jesus goes into the wilderness.
Miramos cuando Jesús se va al bosque.
Bible says he was led of the Spirit.
La Biblia dice que fue guiado por el Espíritu.
Another place says he was driven by the Spirit.
Otro lugar dice que fue llevado por el Espíritu.
But he gets in the wilderness for three things.
Y va al bosque por tres cosas.
To conquer the lust of the flesh.
Para conquistar la carne.
The lust of the eye.
Conquistar los ojos.
And the pride of life.
Y el orgullo de la vida.
That's the only way you can sin.
Es la única manera que puedes pecar.
In those three areas, the only way you can sin. Everything can be placed into those three things.
Todo se puede poner en esas tres cosas.
That's why the Bible says he was tempted.
Por eso la Biblia dice él fue tentado.
In all points like as we.
En todos lugares como nosotros.
Yet without sin.
Pero sin pecado.
Everything you've ever faced, Jesus faced it in the wilderness.
Todo lo que usted está pensando en lo pensó en el bosque.
And he didn't dream up something out of the Spirit. He didn't reach out and get some new thing.
Él no fue y agarró otra cosa nueva.
He used the same thing you've got here tonight.
Él usó la misma cosa que usted tiene esta noche.
The word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
The Bible says the grass withereth.
La Biblia dice que el zacate se va.
And the flower fadeth.
Y la flor se va.
But not the word of the Lord.
Pero no la palabra de
Dios. It stands forever.
Se queda para siempre.
It's still here tonight.
Está todavía aquí en esta noche.
The same word Jesus used to defeat the enemy.
La misma palabra que Dios venció.
Right here in this room right now.
Está en este cuarto, este lugar.
So Jesus goes into the wilderness.
So Jesús se va al bosque.
He goes on a 40-day fast.
Se va a ayunar por 40 días.
How many of you enjoy fasting?
¿Cuántos les gusta ayunar?
I hate fasting.
Yo odio el ayuno.
Somebody tells you they like fasting.
Alguien que te diga que les gusta ayunar.
They're lying.
Están echando mentiras.
Nobody likes fasting.
Nadie le gusta ayunar.
We like what fasting produces.
Nos gusta lo que ayuno produce.
But we don't like fasting.
Pero no nos gusta ayunar.
Because we're made out of flesh.
Porque somos hechos de carne.
How many of your flesh just loves to be disciplined?
¿Cuánto su carne le gusta ser disciplinado?
I hate being disciplined.
Me odio la disciplina.
How many of you on a diet tonight? Raise your hand. You're not afraid to admit it.
¿Cuántos están en una dieta en este lugar?
That's all?
¿Es todo?
How many have been on a diet in the last 6 months?
¿Cuántos han estado en una dieta en los últimos 6 meses?
That's about the first of the year.
Así es como el primer del año.
How many of you went on a diet at the first of the year? Raise your hand.
¿Cuántos se fueron a una dieta el primer del año?
Our flesh hates it.
Nuestra carne lo odia.
When you take stuff away from your flesh, you start wanting it.
Cuando le quitas la cosa a la carne, la
quieres. Help you here tonight.
Oh, los quiero ayudar este
lugar. The flesh hates to be told no.
La carne le odia de que le digas no.
It hates to go to prayer.
La odia, no le gusta orar.
How many of you go to prayer and all of a sudden your mind starts thinking of 50 other things?
¿Cuántos van a orar y piensas en 50 otras cosas?
Because you're made out of flesh.
Porque eres hecho de carne.
And what's inside of us?
Y lo que está dentro de
the
nosotros.
The spirit. We hold this treasure in earthen vessels.
Tenemos el tesoro, el espíritu, en cuerpos de carne.
But I want to tell you tonight, your flesh can still have victory.
Pero te quiero decir, tu carne todavía puede tener la victoria.
Some of you didn't believe that.
Alguien que lo crea.
I said your flesh can still have victory.
Tu carne puede tener victoria.
The spirit can give us the victory.
El espíritu
and we
nos
can
puede dar la
walk. My spirit's not walking. My flesh is walking. I can walk in victory.
Y podemos caminar en victoria con el espíritu.
So Jesus is hungry.
Jesús tiene hambre.
How many of you are hungry tonight?
¿Cuántos tienen hambre esta noche?
We're going to be hungry when we get through a church.
Van a tener hambre cuando acabemos la iglesia.
40 days of no food.
40 días sin comida.
Satan comes along.
Satanás viene.
And he says, "Turn these stones to bread."
Convierte estas piedras en pan.
First,
primero,
he puts the question there.
Le pone la pregunta allí.
If thou be,
si tú eres,
I want to tell you something. The enemy always starts with a question.
El enemigo siempre empieza con una pregunta.
He doesn't start with a trap.
No empieza con una trampa.
He doesn't start with enticements.
No empieza con gañas.
He starts with questions.
Empieza con preguntas.
Ooh, if I was preaching right there, I'd tell you, you better be careful who you listen to questioning stuff.
Si estuviera predicando, te hubiera dicho que tenías que cuidado con quién estás
escuchando. You better be careful who you listen to questioning what your pastor's preaching.
A quién está cuestionando lo que está diciendo el pastor.
You better be careful what you listen to.
Tener cuidado lo
que escuches. When they're questioning what the word of God said, well, I don't know if it really means that.
Cuando tienen preguntas de la palabra de Dios.
The devil always begins to attack people with questions.
El diablo siempre ataca con preguntas.
If thou be,
si tú eres,
turn these stones to bread.
Convierte estas piedras en pan.
Now Jesus was powerful enough to do it.
Ahora Jesús tenía el poder de hacerlo.
He could have turned those stones to bread.
Él podía hacer esas piedras en pan.
Let's think about that for a second.
Vamos a pensar en eso por un momento.
If you could just turn these plants into tacos.
Si puedes poner esas plantas en.
How many of you like tacos?
¿Cuánto les gustan los tacos?
Tacos is the best food in the world.
Tacos son los mejores del mundo.
There's no other food. I mean,
no hay otra comida tan buena.
Anything you can make it a taco.
La cualquier cosa la puedes hacer en un taco.
But if you could turn these ferns into tacos.
Pero si puedes hacer estas plantas en tacos.
How many of you would do it?
¿Cuántos lo harían?
You do it.
Lo harían.
Free tacos.
Tacos gratis.
Everywhere you find a fern, just tacos.
Donde quiera que encuentres una planta, tacos.
But Jesus understood that power has to be disciplined.
Pero Jesús entendió que el poder tenía que tener disciplina.
You can never use your purpose and your power in God to promote your flesh.
Nunca puedes usar tu propósito y poder en Dios para promover tu carne.
Some of you are going to get it here in a minute.
Alguien los va a agarrar en esta noche.
Amen. When your flesh is being celebrated, your spirit's not winning.
Cuando tu carne se está celebrando, tu espíritu no está ganando.
Strongest man in the Bible.
El hombre más fuerte en la Biblia.
Samson.
Samson.
He only used his power to deliver himself.
Nomás usó su poder para librarse él mismo.
Think about that.
Piensen en eso.
He never used his power.
Nunca usó su poder
to do anything other than get himself out of trouble.
Para hacer algo más que librarse de él mismo.
Most of the time that he had gotten himself into.
Casi todo el tiempo él se metió en ese problema.
By being out of the position that God had called him to be in.
Por estando fuera en la posición que Dios lo había llamado.
Let's don't be the generation that uses our power to get ourselves out of trouble that we've already caused ourselves.
No hay que hacer esta generación que
nos
sacamos de los
problemas que nos metimos. You need to learn to use your power to promote the kingdom instead of getting yourself out of trouble all the time.
Estoy predicando a unos jóvenes que uses tu poder para que te salgas del reino, para que entras al reino.
Jesus said, "It is written."
Dijo, está escrito.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
El Dios no va a vivir, hombre no va a vivir.
Can't just eat tacos all the time.
No puedes comer tacos todo el tiempo.
But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Pero por toda palabra que sale de la boca de Dios.
We're not going to fool with the flesh. We're disciplining the flesh right now.
No vamos a tratar con la carne. Vamos a disciplinarla.
Satan doesn't go away. He just changes tactics.
Satanás no se va, nomás cambia táctica.
He takes him from the food.
Lo lleva de la comida.
And he takes him the second temptation that I read the text tonight.
Y lo lleva al tentación número dos que leemos esta noche.
They go up to a pinnacle of the temple.
Se van a un lugar alto.
And he says to him, if, again, it's a question.
Y le dice otra vez, es una pregunta.
If thou be the son of God.
Si tú eres el hijo de Dios.
Cast thyself down.
Échate para abajo.
Now there's something in that that you need to understand.
Hay algo adentro que yo quiero que tú entiendas.
The devil really wanted to kill Jesus.
El diablo realmente quería matar a Jesús.
And eventually he did.
Y eventualmente sí lo hizo.
But only when Jesus wanted him to.
Pero solamente cuando Jesús lo quiso.
So what you need to understand from that tonight, and I'm going to prove it in the rest of the Bible, is the devil's trying to get you to destroy yourself.
El diablo quiere que te destruyas tú mismo.
There's a whole lot of us here tonight, you need to understand, the devil doesn't have the power to destroy us. But he can start picking away at our faith.
Pero puede picarnos
and he can
fe.
Start questioning our portion.
Y puede hacer que preguntemos
and he can start questioning our position.
Y puede estar preguntando nuestra
and
posición.
He can get us to cast ourselves down.
Y luego nos podemos echar para abajo.
How many of you know people?
¿Cuántos
in your mind right now you can
ahorita?
Think of people that have cast themselves down.
Pueden pensar de personas que se están echando para abajo.
I'm not just talking about suicide.
No más estoy hablando de suicidio.
Talking about spiritual casting down.
Estoy hablando de espiritualmente echando
para abajo. How many people do you remember that had great talent and great ability and great anointing and then they ended up lost?
¿Cuántas personas que tenían buenos talentos y grandes cosas en la casa de Dios y luego se terminaron perdidos?
The enemy wants to get us to destroy ourselves.
El enemigo quiere que nos destruyamos unos mismos.
But this didn't just start with Jesus.
Pero esto no empezó con Jesús.
Cast thyself down.
Échate para abajo.
If thou be questioning portion, questioning position.
Si tú eres el hijo de Dios, preguntando, dudando la posición.
Most importantly, questioning purpose.
Y lo más importante, dudando el propósito.
Brother Collins said. Told you that I am in youth ministry, whatever that means.
Hermano Collins le dijo que yo soy el ministerio de los jóvenes.
I was reading the other day.
Estaba leyendo el otro día.
In a British poll, I can't remember exactly which one. It's in my phone.
En unas estadísticas de British, de Britania.
But almost 25%.
Pero casi 25%.
Of 12-year-olds that were polled in Britain.
De niños de 12 años en las estadísticas de Britania
said their life had no meaning.
Dijeron que su vida no tenía propósito.
You think about that.
Piensen en eso.
A 12-year-old with everything in front of them.
Un niño de 12 años que tiene todo enfrente de él.
Everything still possible.
Todo todavía posible.
You're 12 years old, everything's possible.
Tienes 12 años, todo es
posible. You can be anything you want to be.
Puedes ser lo que tú quieras.
If you're living in America, you can be anything you want to be.
Si tú estás viviendo en América, puedes ser lo que tú quieras.
But the enemy has lied to young people so much.
Pero el enemigo ha mentido a los jóvenes tanto.
That they don't even believe they have a purpose.
Que ya ni creen que tienen un propósito.
I want to tell you here tonight, that's the reason you're in the church.
Lo quiero decir que esa es la razón por la cual estás en la iglesia.
It's the greatest purpose that's ever been in existence.
Es el mejor propósito que ha habido en la existencia.
Ooh, the church of the living God is the only thing worth living for.
La Biblia, la iglesia de la Biblia es lo mejor que puede vivir uno.
What God's doing is the only thing. Has substance.
Que lo que tiene sustancia.
Little wonder the devil wants to get you out of that.
No hay pregunta porque el diablo te quiere sacar de eso.
Cast yourself out of the youth group.
Échate abajo.
The man of God preaching it this morning. Cast yourself out of the church.
Échate afuera de la iglesia.
Well, you know, this is the word. This is how the enemy works.
Oh, pero esto es así como trabaja el diablo.
Well, you know, they don't like you there.
Allí no te quieren.
And they're talking about you
y
there.
Te están hablando de ti.
And they're making fun of you there.
Y se están burlando de ti.
I'll tell you, one day you'll grow up.
Un día vas a crecer.
And you'll realize they weren't talking about you.
Y vas a realizar que no estaban hablando de ti.
The older I get, the less important I really think I am.
Entre más grande me pongo, menos importante soy.
I want to help you. When you walk into a room, don't wonder what everybody's thinking about you.
Te ayudo cuando tú entras en un lugar, no pienses lo que están pensando.
Because they're probably not.
Porque no están pensando de ti.
Just be yourself and say, I'm going to be what God wants me to be.
Nomás seas tú y diga, yo voy a hacer lo que Dios diga que yo sea.
And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and the likeness of God.
Yo soy hecho en la imagen de Dios.
So let's go back to Genesis.
So vamos para atrás a Génesis.
Adam and Eve were created perfect.
Adán y Eva fueron creados perfectos.
Pristine.
En únicos.
Good word. Now I want you to understand. I'm going to stretch this here for a second.
Quiero que entiendan. Ahorita los voy a restirar un poco.
Adam and Eve were not just created natural and innocent.
Adán y Eva no nomás fueron creados natural y inocente.
But they were created spiritual and holy.
Pero fueron creados espiritualmente y santos.
God is holy.
Dios es santo.
Adam and Eve were made in his image.
Adán y Eva fueron hechos en su
imagen. And in his likeness.
Y en su imagen.
They had purpose.
Tenían propósito.
Spiritual purpose.
Espiritual propósito.
To subdue the earth.
Para conectar la tierra.
To have authority in the earth.
Para tener autoridad en la tierra.
To do the will of God in the earth.
Para hacer la voluntad de Dios en la tierra.
I'm not preaching a marriage conference, but I'm going to help some of you married couples.
No estoy predicando a los matrimonios, pero los voy a ayudar.
Number one.
Número uno.
Adam had a job before he got a wife.
Adán tenía un trabajo antes que tenía una esposa.
That's really good preaching.
Esas son muy buenas predicando.
That's just Bible.
Esa es la Biblia.
He had a job and a purpose.
Tenía un trabajo y un propósito.
Before he had a wife.
Antes que encontró una esposa.
And God said he needs a helpmeet.
Y Dios dijo él ocupó una ayuda.
What did he need help with?
¿Qué ocupaba ayuda?
He didn't need help folding his socks.
Él no ocupaba ayuda doblando sus calcetines.
He didn't need help cooking.
Él no ocupaba ayuda a cocinar.
He needed help doing what God had given him to do.
Necesitaba
have
ayuda.
Authority in the earth.
Necesitaba ayuda a tenerlo, hacer lo que Dios tenía que hacerlo en la tierra.
Whoa, I just slid into something right there. I'm going to just plow it. Is that all right?
A whole
lot of marriage troubles would go away if you'd quit being selfish.
Un montón de problemas de matrimonio se irían si no fueras tan importado en ti mismo.
Boy, that was long. How many times you heard this in your office, Brother Collins?
¿Cuántas veces has escuchado esto en tu oficina, hermano Collins?
They're just not meeting my needs.
Nomás no han hecho mis necesidades.
Sunday night marriage counseling.
Clase de matrimonios el domingo en la noche.
The only needs you have.
Las únicas necesidades que tú tienes.
Is breathing.
Es respirar.
Shelter.
Tu casa.
And water.
Y agua.
You can live without almost everything else.
Puedes vivir como sin cualquier otra cosa.
Really, what you're saying is.
Realmente lo que estás diciendo.
They're not meeting my wants.
No están dando lo que tú quieres.
I'm preaching.
Estoy predicando.
The number one cause of marriage problems in America.
El número uno causa de matrimonios en América.
Is unrealized self-centeredness.
Es la realización central.
I'm going to tell you, if you'll do what God's called you to do, that spouse of yours that God gave you to help you do it will get in line with you, and things will start getting peaceful in your house.
Pero si tú te empiezas a hacer las cosas que Dios te dijo que hagas, vas a empezar a tener paz en tu casa.
Come on, brother, you got to start walking in authority.
Oh, hermano, tienes que empezar a caminar
your
en autoridad.
Your wife can't submit to you because you're not submitted to God.
No te quieres someter contigo porque tú no estás sometido con Dios.
Well, I'm going to leave that alone.
Voy a dejar eso por la paz.
Boy, I feel it right there. There's something there.
Lo siento allí, hay algo allí.
But my wife won't submit to me.
Mi esposa no se somete a mí.
What are you not submitted to?
Pero tú en qué no estás sometido.
Did you realize that God made a woman? It's in her nature to submit to a man.
¿Que no realizas que es la naturaleza de una mujer someterse a un hombre?
She was made second.
Fue hecha siguiente.
And God made her.
Y Dios la hizo.
For the man.
Para el hombre.
That's not popular preaching, but it's truth.
Oh, esa predicación no es popular, pero es verdad.
If we'll get back to biblical,
si nos regresamos para atrás a la Biblia,
authority structure,
la autoridad, la estructura de autoridad de la Biblia,
and fulfilling the word of God and the work of God in our lives, there's peace and harmony.
Y cumpliendo la palabra de Dios y la palabra lo que dice, hay armonía.
But there's always trouble there.
Pero siempre hay problemas allí.
God told Adam,
Dios le dijo a Adán,
one thing,
una cosa,
that was out of bounds,
que estaba fuera,
one thing,
una cosa.
Now I want to tell you, we're going to just stretch for a minute.
Ahora les voy a decir nomás, vamos a retirarnos un poquito.
I'm stretching myself right here.
Voy a retirarme aquí.
Y'all don't know how bad I just want to just rattle off preaching.
No saben qué tanto nomás me quiero.
You're doing really good. I'm the one not doing good. Adam,
Adán,
gets told by God,
le fue dicho por Dios,
directly,
directamente,
do not eat of the tree.
No comas de ese árbol.
Of the knowledge of good and evil.
De la ciencia de bien y del mal.
Don't eat it.
No lo comas.
He didn't tell him why.
No le dijo por qué.
He just said, in the day that you eat it, you'll die.
Nomás le dijo, el día que te lo comas, te vas a morir.
He didn't say, the reason you can't eat this tree is because such, such, and such.
Él no dijo, la razón por la cual no puedes comer es que por esto y el otro.
We got to get back to understanding.
Tenemos que regresar para atrás a entender.
That it really doesn't matter what or why something's out of bounds.
Que no importa por qué o la razón por la cual algo está
if
fuera.
If the word of God places it out of bounds, it's out of bounds.
Si la palabra de Dios lo pone como pecado, es pecado.
Here's what the world wants you to think.
Esto es lo que el mundo quiere que pienses.
Why would God,
por qué Dios,
give us something that was desirous to us?
Nos da algo que sea deseoso para nosotros.
Give us the appetite for it.
Luego nos da el apetito para eso.
Give us the means to get it.
Luego nos da el poder para agarrarlo.
And then place it out of bounds.
Y luego nos dice que no lo agarremos.
Think about that.
Piensen en eso.
The tree was good for food.
El árbol era bueno para la comida.
God said it was good for food. He said all the trees of the garden are good for food.
Dijo que todos los árboles en el jardín eran buenos para la comida.
It was beautiful.
Era hermoso.
It was a tree that made you want it.
Era un árbol que hacía que te deseaba que tú lo querías.
But God said don't eat it.
Pero Dios dijo no te lo comas.
I'm preaching.
Oh, estoy predicando.
This is what you got to understand.
Esto es lo que tienes que entender.
That the nature of an act or a violation against God's law is out of bounds because of its relationship with God's law.
Que la naturaleza con algo que es un pecado, está un pecado por la naturaleza.
We're living in a world that says, well, I feel this really strongly.
Estamos viviendo en un mundo que sentimos esto muy fuerte.
I've got an appetite for it.
Tengo un apetito para eso.
It's possible. I can get it. There's people that'll meet me with it, whether it's immorality or homosexuality. It's there. It's available.
Es posible. Si yo quiero algo, hay personas
que me lo pueden traer. But the question is, it's not whether you can have it, it's whether or not the will of God is sacred to you.
Y la pregunta no es si lo puedes tener, pero la pregunta es que si es un pecado o no es pecado.
I'm not going to do this because God said don't do it.
No voy a hacerlo porque Dios no quiere que lo haga.
I'm not going to partake of the tree because the word of God put it out of bounds.
No voy a comer del árbol porque la palabra de Dios dijo que no me la coma.
None of us get tempted by what we don't like.
Ni uno somos tentados por cosas que no nos gusta.
We get tempted by the things we desire.
Somos tentados por cosas que deseamos.
I get tempted by tacos.
Yo soy tentado por los tacos.
Tortilla chips.
Los chips de las tortillas.
I've been on a diet for 25 years.
He estado en una dieta por 25 años.
I still fall to tortilla chips.
Aún caigo a los chips de las tortillas.
Because I like them.
Porque me gustan.
Onions don't bother me.
La cebolla no me molesta.
I never wake up and say, you know, I just want some broccoli today.
Nunca me levanto y digo, yo quiero un broccoli.
The things that are out of bounds, I have a capability for.
Las cosas que están fuera, yo puedo contra ellos.
Don't you let the world tell you that just because something's functional and just because you're capable of doing it, that it's right or wrong. What God places out of bounds is out of bounds.
No dejes que el mundo te diga que nomás porque lo puedes hacer, lo puedes hacer. Si Dios le dice que es un pecado, es un pecado.
He said, Adam, don't eat the tree.
Dijo Adán, no comas del árbol.
Now God spoke that to Adam.
Dios le dijo eso a Adán.
We can do whatever God tells us.
Podemos hacer lo que Dios nos dice.
If God were to come in here tonight and tell us something, none of us have a problem doing it.
Si Dios viene y nos lo dice, nunca nadie lo va a hacer.
We don't have a problem with God.
No tenemos problema con Dios.
We have a problem with how God gives His word to us.
Tenemos un problema que como Dios nos da su palabra.
Because Adam receives it directly.
Porque Adán lo recibe directamente.
And the scripture tells us in the New Testament.
Y la escritura nos dice en el Nuevo Testamento.
That Adam was not deceived.
Que Adán no fue engañado.
He wasn't deceived.
Adán no fue engañado.
He made a choice.
Él hizo, tuvo una decisión.
But Eve, the Bible says.
Pero Eva, la Biblia dice.
Was completely faked out.
Eva fue completamente engañada.
She was reaching for something and it turned out to be exactly the opposite of what she was reaching for.
Que estaba agarrando algo y fue completamente lo opuesto que fue agarrando.
Why is it?
¿Por qué fue eso?
Because Eve received the word of God.
Porque Eva recibió la palabra.
Through the mediated form of the word of God.
Por medio de un hombre.
God didn't tell Eve not to eat it.
Dios no le dijo a Eva que no le.
Adam did.
Adán fue la que le dijo.
Think about that.
Piensen en eso.
If God tells you don't go somewhere, you're not going to go there.
Si Dios te dice que no vayas a un lado, no
vas a ir. But if pastor tells you, it's a little bit easier to say, well.
Pero si el pastor te dice,
I don't know if it's really all that important.
Yo no sé si realmente es tan
importante. I don't know if it's really that big a deal.
Yo no sé si es un
because you don't
problema.
Understand what's
no
being done when the man of God is preaching to you. It's not, just, it's not just what he thinks. It's not just what he's read somewhere.
No nomás es lo que piensa, sino nomás
es lo
que hace.
The word of God coming through him to you.
Es la palabra de Dios pasando por él hablándote a ti.
Eve, don't touch the tree.
Eva, no tocas el árbol.
On the Bible's first couple of pages.
En las primeras páginas de la Biblia.
How many of you heard this before? I don't like standards.
¿Cuándo han escuchado esto? No me gustan las reglas.
You heard some backslider say that. Oh, that's just I like going to church there, but some standards.
¿Alguien te ha dicho eso que no te gustan las reglas?
There's a standard on the very first part of the Bible.
No me gusta ir a la iglesia porque hay una regla.
God said, "Don't eat it."
Dios dijo, "No comas."
Adam said, "Don't touch it."
Adán le dijo, "No lo toques."
Don't even touch it. Don't go around it.
Ni siquiera lo toques, ni siquiera te acerques.
That's a standard.
Esa es una regla.
Did God say, "Don't touch it"?
¿Fue Dios que dijo, "No lo tocaras"?
No, but Adam did.
No, pero Adán sí.
So here's what happens.
So esto es lo que pasa.
Ooh. Eve.
Eva.
Is not hanging out with Adam.
No se está juntando con Adán.
Think about that.
Piensen en eso.
I don't know what he was doing.
Yo no sé qué es lo que estaba
don't
haciendo.
Know where he was.
No sé dónde estaba.
But Eve was by herself.
Pero Eva estaba sola.
And she's hanging around.
Y está rodeado.
What's out of bounds?
Con lo que está fuera del comando.
I don't know what Adam was doing.
Yo no sé lo que estaba haciendo Adán.
He may have been off naming rhinoceroses or something.
Tal vez estaba llamando a las rinocerontes.
He may have been fulfilling his purpose in God.
Tal vez estaba haciendo su propósito en Dios.
But no matter what, Eve wasn't helping him because she was there by herself.
Pero aunque no, Eva no lo estaba ayudando porque estaba allí sola.
Now this ain't in the Bible.
Pero esto no está en la Biblia.
But the question is.
Pero la pregunta.
Chapter 3 has got 24 verses.
Capítulo 3 tiene 24 versículos.
So think about this.
Piensen en esto.
The moment that has affected all of humanity.
El momento que ha afectado toda la humanidad.
Not a single human being that's ever lived has not been affected by Genesis 3.
No ha habido ningún humano que ha vivido que no ha sido afectado por Génesis 3.
It's 24 verses long.
24 versículos de largo.
There's four characters.
Hay cuatro jugadores.
God,
Dios,
the devil,
el diablo,
Adam,
Adán,
and Eve,
y Eva.
Four characters,
cuatro jugadores,
24 verses,
24 versículos.
Most pivotal moment in human history.
El lugar el más importante en toda la historia humana.
And the fall,
y la caída,
or what happens in the fall,
o lo que pasó en la caída,
is completely told in six verses.
Está pasado en nomás seis versículos.
So what you have to pay attention to is what is there.
So lo que le tienes que poner atención es lo que ya está allí.
It's a very economic narrative.
Es una económica muy pequeña.
So you got to pay attention to what's there.
So le tienes que poner atención a lo que está allí.
The devil,
el diablo,
starts the conversation.
Empieza la conversación.
With a question.
Con una pregunta.
Hath God said?
¿Acaso dijo Dios?
Was it God or was it pastor?
¿Fue Dios o fue el pastor?
Was it God or was it Adam?
¿Fue Dios o fue Adán?
Hath God said?
¿Acaso dijo Dios?
In the day that you eat this fruit, you'll surely die.
En el día que comas esto, te vas a morir.
Hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
¿Acaso dijo Dios que no comieras de todos los árboles que estaban allí?
Now, this is not in Scripture.
Ahora, esto no está en la Escritura.
But there are some scholars,
pero hay unas personas que creen,
that believe the devil was eating the fruit,
que creen que el diablo se estaba comiendo la fruta.
And it was Eve's questioning, aghast look.
Y era la mirada de confundida de Eva.
As he's standing there, old slimy serpent, whatever he looked like.
Que estaba parada la serpiente comiéndose.
Don't know what the fruit looked like, brother.
No sabe cómo, no sé cómo se mira la fruta.
But he's got a bite out of it.
Pero le tomó una mordida.
And he says, "Hath God said?"
Y dijo, ¿acaso dijo Dios?
That you shall not eat of all the trees of the garden.
Que no vas a comer de todos los árboles.
He immediately puts her on the defensive.
Inmediatamente la pone en la defensiva.
I'm preaching in the Holy Ghost. He puts her on the defensive about her portion in God.
Y lo pone en la defensiva en su lugar con Dios.
He puts her on the defensive about her position in God.
Y lo pone en la defensiva con su posición que tiene en Dios.
Eating that fruit.
Comiéndose esa planta, esa fruta.
Why wouldn't God want you to have this?
¿Por qué Dios no quiere que tú tengas esto?
It's good for food.
Es bueno para la comida.
I'm eating it and I'm not dying.
Yo me lo estoy comiendo y no me estoy muriendo.
And she says, well, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
Bueno, dice que sí podemos comer de las frutas que están en el jardín.
But of the fruit which is in the midst of the garden.
Pero del árbol que está en medio del jardín.
God had said, "We shall not eat it, neither shall we touch it."
Dios dijo que no nos lo comamos ni siquiera lo tocamos.
Lest we die.
Que nos vamos a morir.
I don't know what it looked like. Don't even know if he really did it.
Yo no sé cómo se miraba y no sé si realmente lo hizo.
This is going to be fruit.
Pero esto va a ser la fruta.
She says, "If we eat it, we'll die."
Dice, si te lo comes, te vas a morir.
You won't die.
No te vas a morir.
Right there's the test.
Ahí está el examen.
The devil,
el diablo,
couldn't cast Eve down.
No pudo echar a Eva para abajo.
He couldn't get her out of her position.
El diablo no puede sacarla de su
posición. She had to do it.
Ella tenía que hacerlo.
And so he started with questions.
So él empezó con preguntas.
About her portion.
De su porción.
Her position.
De su posición.
And her purpose.
Y su propósito.
In the kingdom of God.
En el reino de Dios.
Well, God's keeping something from you.
Oh, Dios está quedándote de algo.
Wonder why he doesn't want you to have this.
¿Por qué Dios no quiere que tenga estos?
Wonder why God is keeping this part of existence from you.
Porque Dios está quitando esta parte de existencia de ti.
Oh, here's why.
Oh, esto es por esto la razón.
Because God knows that in the day you eat it.
Porque Dios sabe en el día que tú te lo comas.
Your eyes will be open.
Tus ojos van a ser abiertos.
And you'll become like Him.
Y vas a ser convertirte como él.
You're already like Him.
Ya eres como él.
The devil's the one that's not like Him
el
anymore.
El diablo es el que no es como él.
I'm preaching in the Holy Ghost right now. You got to stop listening to the questioning spirits of this age.
Deja de escuchar de los espíritus de este día.
I'm telling you, you're missing something by going to church on Sunday night.
Que te estás diciendo que estás perdiendo algo con ir a la iglesia.
You're missing something by being an apostolic Pentecostal.
Que estás perdiendo algo con siendo un apostólico.
You're missing something by raising your kids in the truth.
Que estás perdiendo algo con criar tus hijos.
You gotta understand. He's trying to get you to cast yourself down. He's trying to get you to give up on what God's doing for you.
Tienes que entender que él te está queriendo que tú te eches para abajo tú solo.
If you eat it,
si te lo comes,
you'll become like him.
Te vas a ser como él.
Knowing good and evil.
Sabiendo bueno y el mal.
Musicians, come, I'm getting ready to quit.
Músicos, vengan.
And when the woman saw the tree was good for food.
Y cuando las mujeres miraron que la fruta era buena.
She saw it.
Ella lo vio.
And that it was pleasant to the eye.
que era bueno para la vista.
And it was a tree to be desired.
Y era un árbol para ser deseado.
To make one wise.
Para ser uno sabio.
I'm going to tell you the problem in Pentecost.
Te voy a decir el problema con Pentecostés.
We trust our sensory.
Confiamos en nuestra
more than we trust the word of God.
Que más de la confianza que tenemos en la palabra de Dios.
I've had them come from churches that don't preach the truth, saying, "Brother Wells, I felt good there."
Hermano Wells, he tenido que me dicen que dicen que se siente bien.
I felt the Holy Ghost there.
Sentí el Espíritu Santo allí.
I saw people worshiping God.
Yo miré a la gente alabar a Dios.
Yeah, but what did you hear?
Sí, pero ¿qué escuchaste?
Did you hear the word of God
being preached? ¿Escuchaste la palabra de Dios predicada?
Did you hear the word of God being delivered through the man of God?
De Dios ser predicado por el hombre?
You can't trust what you see. Can't trust what you feel.
No puedes confiar en lo que tú sientes.
Trust the word of God.
Tienes que confiar en la palabra de Dios.
Everything else is going to fade away, but the word of God is going to stand forever.
Todas las otras cosas se van a pasar, pero la palabra de Dios se va a permanecer.
What my eyes may see is going to, my eyes are going to get dim one day, but the word of God's never going to get dim.
Lo que mira mis ojos se va a acabar, pero la palabra de Dios nunca se va a
acabar. My hearing may fail me.
Mis oídos tal vez van a fallar.
So Eve took of the fruit.
So Eva tomó la fruta.
And she ate it.
Y se la comió.
And she gave it to her husband.
Y se la dio a su esposo.
Who was not deceived.
Que no fue engañado.
But he ate it anyway.
Pero se lo comió de todos modos.
I preached this one time and I'm.
Prediqué esto una vez.
Maybe I ain't gonna say that.
Tal vez no lo diga.
Somebody preached one time all the bad ideas in the Bible were made by women.
Le dijo que todas las ideas malas fueran hechas por mujeres.
But there's always a dumb man that's willing to go along with it too.
Pero siempre hay un hombre menso que siempre
va a tomar
corriente.
Knowing what was going to happen.
Sabiendo lo que iba a pasar.
So we see the first Adam.
So miramos el primer Adán.
Falls from his holy and spiritual position.
Se cae de su lugar santo y lugar espiritual.
He loses his authority.
Pierde su autoridad.
He loses what was going to be.
Pierde lo que iba a ser.
But you got to understand.
Pero tienes que entender.
Adam was perfect.
Adán era perfecto.
He was pristine in his being.
Era único en su imagen.
He was pristine in his body.
Era único en su cuerpo.
He was pristine in his mind.
Era único en su mente.
Where he lived was perfect.
Donde él vivía era perfecto.
But he was still a fallible creature.
Y aún así era una criatura con
problemas. What does that mean, Brother Wells?
Hermano Wells, ¿qué significa eso?
That means he could fall if he trusted his own will.
Eso quiere decir que se puede caer si confía en su propia
voluntad.
He was
perfect because God made him perfect.
Era perfecto porque Dios lo hizo perfecto.
But his perfection wouldn't keep him.
Pero su perfección no lo
puede
tener.
Only the word of God would keep him.
Solamente la palabra de Dios lo puede tener.
Adam and Eve fall.
Adán y Eva caen.
Death enters into the world.
La muerte entra en el mundo.
Death enters into human race, the human race.
La muerte entra en la raza humana.
And we crash through the Old Testament.
Y nos caemos por el Nuevo Testamento.
The wheels spin and the flood comes and
las llantas voltean y viene la
God destroys man because of his thoughts and his evil mind continually.
Viene la diluvia y Dios destruye la humanidad.
But when we get to Matthew,
pero cuando llegamos a Mateo,
Jesus Christ,
Jesucristo,
in the wilderness,
en el desierto,
the second Adam,
el segundo Adán,
he's hungry,
tiene hambre,
he's weary,
está cansado.
He's trying
está tratando
to get his flesh in line with his purpose.
De alinear su carne con su propósito.
Here comes temptation.
Aquí viene la tentación.
If thou be the Son of God.
Si tú eres el Hijo de Dios.
Turn these stones to bread.
Convierte estas piedras en pan.
Jesus said, I'm not going to I'm not going to use God's power and purpose to fulfill my desires.
Jesús le dice, no voy a usar mis poderes para cumplir mis deseos.
It is written.
Está escrito.
It is written.
Escrito está.
Satan takes him to the pinnacle of the temple. He says,
Satanás lo lleva a lo más alto y le dice,
this is what he hopes to do for all of you here tonight.
Es lo que quiere que tú hagas en este lugar.
Cast yourself down.
Échate abajo.
Because it is written.
Porque está escrito.
The devil starts using the Bible.
El diablo empieza a usar la palabra.
He shall give his angels charge around
me. Él te va a dar ángeles carga sobre ti.
Ooh, I'm in the Holy Ghost right now.
Estoy en el Espíritu Santo.
Don't make God.
No hagas a Dios.
Prove himself to you.
Que te dé pruebas a ti.
The devil wants you to doubt the word.
El diablo quiere que tú dudas la palabra.
And make God prove it by some magic trick.
Y que como un truco mágico lo haga prueba.
How do I know God loves me?
¿Cómo sé que Dios me ama?
Not because somebody came and tapped me on the shoulder and said the Holy Ghost told me to tell you.
No porque alguien va y me dice que el Espíritu Santo me dijo.
How do I know God cares for me?
¿Cómo sé que Dios me ama?
Here's a good one. How do I know I'm saved?
Aquí está lo bueno. ¿Cómo sabes que eres salvo?
Not because I got it from some man, but because the Word of God showed us the way to salvation.
No porque me lo dijo un hombre, pero porque la palabra de Dios nos enseñó el camino.
If you got your Bible, you ought to pick it up and say, "There's a sure word of prophecy."
Si tú tienes tu palabra, la debes de levantar.
If I never hear another tongue's interpretation.
Si nunca escucho otra lengua.
If I never get another word of prophecy.
Si no
I've got everything I need in the Word and in the Spirit.
Que en el Espíritu y la verdad.
The devil says, "Well."
El diablo dice, pero
if God loves you,
si Dios te ama,
he wouldn't put this stuff out of bounds.
Él no pondría estas cosas afuera de ti.
God's got a question.
Dios tiene una pregunta.
Is the will of God
es la voluntad de Dios
sacred to you?
Es sagrada para ti?
Am I going to trust my flesh?
Voy a confiar en mi palabra?
Am I going to trust what I want?
Voy a confiar en lo que quiero?
Or am I going to follow the will of God?
O voy a seguir la voluntad de Dios.
Cast yourself down, Jesus.
Échate abajo, Jesús.
Throw yourself off this temple.
Aviéntate de este lugar.
And if God loves you, he'll save you.
Y si Dios te ama, te va a salvar.
If God loves you, he'll send an angel to catch you.
Y si Dios te ama, te va a mandar un ángel para agarrarte.
Jesus didn't go on a search for somebody to give him a word.
Jesús no fue a buscar a alguien que le diera una palabra.
He said, "It is written."
Él dijo, escrito está.
It's written. Satan takes him to the mountain.
Satanás lo lleva al monte.
In the Bible, it says he shows him the glory.
Y la Biblia dice que le enseña la gloria
of all the kingdoms of the earth.
De todos los reinos de la tierra.
In a moment, in an instant, he shows him all the glory.
En un momento, en un instante, le enseña toda la gloria.
And he said, "I'll give you this."
Y le dice, yo te voy a dar esto.
If you'll cast yourself down.
Si tú te echas
and worship me.
Y me alabas a mí.
You see, the problem was the devil thought Jesus wanted what Satan wanted.
Sí, el problema era que Jesús pensaba que el diablo pensaba que quería lo mismo que él quería.
I'll give you the glory of the kingdoms of the world. I'll give
Te voy
you
a dar la gloria y todos los reinos del mundo.
Jesus said, "That's not what I'm after."
Jesús dijo, eso no es lo que quiero yo.
I'm not after the glory. I'm after what was lost in the garden.
Yo no quiero la gloria. Yo quiero lo que está perdido en el jardín.
The communion between God and His perfect creation. The communion between Adam and God in the garden.
La comunión de la humanidad y de Dios, la comunión de Adán y Dios en el jardín.
Satan will offer you a shortcut.
Satanás te echa un camino corto.
But what he's offering you the shortcut to is what he wants, not what you want.
Pero el camino corto es lo que él quiere,
especially
no lo que
not
tú quieres.
What God wants.
Especialmente no es lo que Dios quiere.
So what do I do, Brother Wells?
So ¿qué hago, hermano Wells?
What do I do when I'm tempted?
¿Qué hago cuando soy tentado?
What do I do when I'm fearful?
¿Qué hago cuando tengo miedo?
What do I do when I don't know what to do?
¿Qué hago cuando no sé lo que tengo que hacer? La palabra.
It is written.
Escrito está.
It is written.
Escrito está.
I want to tell you, the Bible says. That he hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given them to us. He gave them to us in the Word. He gave them to us in the Spirit. I'm fixing to turn you loose. Here's what you got to understand.
Esto es lo que tiene que entender.
What we get from the Spirit,
lo que agarramos del Espíritu,
and what we get from the Word,
y lo que agarramos de la palabra,
are two elements of the same thing.
Son dos elementos de la misma cosa.
The Spirit's not going to tell you something that's not in the Word.
El Espíritu no te va a decir algo que no está en la palabra.
The Spirit's not going to lead you down a path that the Word's going to keep you out of.
El Espíritu te va a guiar algo que las palabras donde te va a quitar.
It's the same Spirit.
Es el mismo Espíritu.
It's the same grid.
Es el mismo palabra.
When your man of God's up here preaching on a Sunday morning,
cuando tu hombre de Dios está predicando aquí en el domingo en la mañana,
he doesn't have just a little anointing.
No nomás tiene
poquita unción. He doesn't have a 2022 anointing.
No tiene una unción 2022.
He's got the same anointing.
Tiene la misma
unción. That the man who wrote it had.
Que el hombre
que la escribió. It's the same Spirit. It's the same power.
Es el mismo poder.
Preaching in the Holy Ghost right now. There's some of you need to fall in love with the preaching of the Word of God. Preach to me, Pastor. Preach to me, Pastor. Preach me out of my trouble. Preach me out of my heartache. Let's close our eyes. The Holy Ghost is here.
Vamos a cerrar nuestros ojos. El Espíritu Santo está aquí.
There's some of you in this house right now.
Hay unos aquí en esta casa.
The enemy has put some questions in your spirit.
El enemigo te ha puesto preguntas en tu espíritu.
You got some friends that's questioning some stuff about your life.
Tienen unas preguntas que están dudando cosas de tu vida.
You got some family members that's questioning your relationship with this church.
Tienen miembros familiares que están dudando la relación con esta iglesia.
Don't you let the devil get you.
No
dejes Don't cast yourself
te
down. Don't cast yourself out of this church. Pick up your Bible and say, it is written. It is written.
Escrito está.
I want every young person under the age of 25 to come to this altar.
Quiero que todo joven menos de 25 años venga al altar.
Stand. I want you to stand.
Párense. Quiero que se paren.
I want to tell you something, young people.
Les voy a decir algo, jóvenes.
Just because you don't know the answer,
nomás porque no tienen la respuesta,
doesn't mean there's not an answer.
No quiere decir que no hay una respuesta.
You're being asked questions in your school.
Te están haciendo preguntas en la escuela.
You're in college.
Estás en colegio.
You're being faced with some issues that you don't know the answer to.
Estás siendo enfrentado con cosas que tú no tienes la respuesta.
And some slick professor, some slick teacher,
un profesor inteligente,
has got you wondering about some things you've been taught all your life.
Te está poniendo duda de cosas que tú has sabido toda tu vida.
I'm in the Holy Ghost right now.
Estoy en el Espíritu Santo ahorita.
You got friends that are telling you they're homosexual.
Te tienes amigos que están diciendo que son homosexuales.
And they're good people, and you like them.
Y son buenas personas y te caen bien.
And your friends are saying, well, if they're so nice and so, how can this be wrong?
Y tú estás diciendo que si son tan buena gente, ¿cómo puede ser malo?
It's not a new question.
No es una nueva pregunta.
It's not a new issue.
No es un problema nuevo.
Elder, there's 2,000 year old evidence.
Hay 2,000 años de evidencia.
Paul said, some of you.
Pablo dijo, algunos de ustedes.
Were.
Eran.
You were.
Ustedes eran.
Abusers of yourself.
Abusadores de sí mismos.
You were murderers. You were everything you want to imagine. He said, you were.
But
you've been washed.
Pero ahora son lavados.
How do do we know that? Because the word says it.
¿Cómo sabemos eso? Porque la palabra lo dice.
Just because you don't know the answer,
no más porque no saben la respuesta,
doesn't mean there's not an answer.
No quiere decir que no hay una respuesta.
Just because you're stumped when somebody asks you a question about what you believe,
no más porque no sabes cuando alguien te da una pregunta de lo que tú crees,
doesn't mean what you believe is wrong.
No quiere decir que lo que tú crees está malo.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this place.
Yo siento el Espíritu Santo en este lugar.
The Bible's got all the answers.
La Biblia tiene todas las respuestas.
The questions we're being asked by this generation.
Las preguntas que nos están haciendo esta generación.
Bible's already answered.
La Biblia ya le está dando la respuesta.
The Stoics and the Epicureans.
Los estoicos y los.
They ask the same questions we're asking, been asked today.
Las mismas preguntas que están haciendo las están haciendo hoy.
Pleasure. It's the highest form. That's what they said. Pleasure is the highest form of reality.
Placer es lo más alto de la realidad.
That was 2,000 years ago.
Eso fue hace 2,000 años.
The Bible has the answers.
La Biblia tiene las respuestas.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house.
Siento el Espíritu Santo.
Church, would you come with me? Come down with me.
Que no vienen iglesias.
It's questions from the world.
Preguntas del mundo.
They began in Satan.
Empezaron con Satanás.
Hath God said, or,
¿acaso dijo Dios?
I can't believe your pastor preaches that.
Yo no puedo creer que tu pastor predica eso.
Can't believe you. This is the 21st century. You need to wake up.
Esta es la temporada 21 porque te tienes que levantar.
Come on, I want you to pray with me. Would you close your eyes and pray?
Quiero que oren conmigo porque no cierran sus ojos.
I want you to hear me right now.
Quiero que me escuchen ahorita.
The primary complaint,
el problema número uno,
against Christian morality,
en contra los creencias de los cristianos.
What's right, what's wrong?
Lo que es verdad, lo que es incorrecto.
What's sin and what's not sin?
Lo que es pecado y lo que no es pecado.
The primary complaint about it,
el problema número uno contra eso,
is that it's absolute.
Es que es absoluto.
When your pastor gets up and preaches,
cuando tu pastor se levanta y predica,
he's preaching absolute truth.
Está predicando la verdad absoluta.
When we get up and say, God made a man,
cuando dijimos,
and he made a woman,
y hizo una mujer,
we're absolute about that.
Estamos absolutamente ciertos de eso.
And the world that you're living in,
y el mundo donde estamos viviendo,
says that's arrogant.
Dicen que eso es arrogante.
There's nothing arrogant about believing what God says about himself.
No hay nada arrogante creyendo lo que Dios dice
de él
mismo.
I didn't say it, Brother Sutton.
Yo no lo dije. Él lo dijo.
There's nothing arrogant about believing the Ten Commandments.
No hay nada arrogante de creyendo en los 10 mandamientos.
It wasn't Moses that spoke those words.
No fue Moisés que dijo esas palabras.
God spake all these words.
Dios habló todas esas palabras.
Young people,
jóvenes,
don't abandon what you believe.
No abandones lo que tú crees.
Because you're stumped.
Porque estás en porque tienes deudas.
Don't abandon what you believe.
No abandones lo que tú crees.
Don't abandon what you were taught in Sunday school.
No abandones lo que te,
because somebody asks you a question that stumps you.
Cuando alguien te hace una pregunta que no tiene
you
la
go
respuesta.
To prayer. I'd say it's in this book. I may not know where it's at, but Brother Sutton knows. And
pero
Brother Collins
sé,
knows. It's there.
Y el hermano Collins lo sabe. Allí está.
Your friends will tell you.
Tus amigos te dicen,
there are no absolutes.
que no hay absolutos.
That is an absolute statement.
Eso es una dicho absoluto.
There are no absolutes. Well, how can you say that if there are no absolutes?
Dicen, no hay absolutos, pero ¿cómo puedes decirlo si no hay?
I'm telling you, young people.
Le estoy diciendo, jóvenes.
This book.
Este libro.
Will keep you.
Te va a quedar en la casa.
It'll keep your children.
Te va a dejar en la casa de Dios.
It'll keep this church.
Te guarda.
It'll keep your marriage.
Te guarda tu matrimonio.
It'll keep your family.
Guarda tu familia.
God could have used anything he wanted, but he said it is written.
Pero dice, está escrito.
I got a whole lot of stuff that's still on my spirit.
Tengo muchas cosas que todavía están en mi espíritu.
Would you put your hand on the shoulder of the person beside you if it's appropriate?
Pon tu mano en la persona que está al lado de ti si es apropiado.
We got questions. There's young people in this room got questions.
Tenemos preguntas, hay jóvenes en esta casa.
You got questions you ain't asked your parents yet. You got questions you haven't asked your friend yet.
Tienes preguntas que no las has hecho a tus padres o a tus hijos, hermanos.
You've been asked some questions about your faith that have stumped you.
Tienes preguntas de tu fe que te ha confundido.
But you hear this preacher tonight.
Pero escuchen este predicador esta noche.
Get your answer from the Bible.
Agarren su respuesta de la Biblia.
Let your pastor give you the word of God.
Deja que tu pastor te dé la
palabra. Don't take the fruit, Eve. Keep believing what Adam's preaching.
Sigue.
Keep believing what Adam's saying.
Sigue creyendo lo que dice Adán.
Don't believe the enemy that says you won't die. Sin will destroy you. But
no,
the word of God
enemigo
will keep you.
El pecado te va a destruir, pero la palabra de Dios te puede guardar.
Come on, young people. Come on, parents, mamas, and daddies. Come on. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need it tonight. Lift your hands. I say, I know God said I could have salvation. It's in the book. It's in the book. Don't cast yourself down. Don't cast yourself out. It is written. It is written. It is written. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray till you talk in tongues. Come on, I got questions. But the word of God has answers. Come on, as they begin to sing, I want you to pray together. Come on, the Bible's got the answer. The Bible has the answer. Come on, don't let the devil question your portion. God's got you right where he wants you. He made you just how he wants you to be made. Question your position. Come on, you're perfect in your position. I'm still growing. I'm still growing. That means you're perfect. Come on, pray with one another. Come on, young man. The word of God's still true. Come on, young lady. The word of God's still true. It is written. It is written.
Let the whole world.
Come on, Jesus conquered it. Conquered sin. Conquered lust. Use the word and the spirit. Come on, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you ought to lift your hand and reach for it right now. Come on, it's prayer time. Come on, find somebody to pray with. There's something happening in the Holy Ghost. Come on, young people. I need the answer from God. It is written.
Escrito está.
God's helping us. Come on, church. God's helping us tonight. Come on, new convert. You may have questions, but the Word of God's got answers. Come on, it is written. It is written. Come on, lay your hand on the person beside you and pray for them. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
More than anything, with my heart, I will sing.
Praise God. How many are thankful for the word of God that you heard tonight? Praise God. Praise God. There's never been a generation before that has been as inundated with information as this generation. Young people, how many of you have a smartphone? Our elders, many, many, many years ago, created a position against television. We don't watch movies. We don't go to ball games. We don't watch ball games. We don't do all of that stuff. Because the kingdom of heaven is like a sower who went out to sow seed. Praise God. And the deal is that you hear preaching like this three times a week, and then you go out into your world and you are on your device and you are receiving information. That information makes you in formation. You are receiving things that are competing against the word of God in your life. And I'm just going to tell you, we're going to dismiss here in just a second. But I believe that it is the will of God for apostolic young people to make a decision that says, I'm going to put things out of my life that are competing for the word of God. There are rocks and there are stones and there are vines and there are all kinds of things that are coming to choke the word of God in your life. But you've got to be willing to put some things on the side so that the word of God can flourish in your life. How many of you make a commitment tonight that says, I'm making a decision tonight that I'm putting things out of, you got to go home and clean out your garden. Praise God. That's what the Holy Ghost has been talking to us about. One more time, why don't you lift your hands to heaven and let's pray a prayer. God, I pray that the word of God would find good ground in me tonight, Lord. I pray that it would germinate and grow and increase in my life, Lord. Come on, let's pray a prayer of repentance. God, purge us. My home, my family, my life, God. Everything in me, God, that competes with your word. Let God be true. Let every man, every influence be a lie, Lord. In the name of Jesus, come on one more time. Why don't we give God some praise in this place tonight? Praise God, praise God. Brother Wells, thank you so much for the word of God that we've heard tonight. We're going to pray for the food, and then we're going to be dismissed to go down into the gym and have fellowship. Brother Chris, would you pray for the food for us tonight?
Mighty God, we thank you for this service tonight. We thank you for this fellowship. Lord, we pray that you would just bless the household. We pray that you would continue to pour out your blessings upon this congregation, O God. We thank you for the pastor today, O God. We thank you for the message. Lord, I pray that you would continue to move on this place. Lord, I pray that you would bless the food we're about to receive. Help us strengthen and nourish our bodies, Lord, and our bodies to your service. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, God bless you.